Okay.
So let me welcome Alexander, who will be presenting dynamic bot blocking with web server access log analytics.
Okay. Thank you. So my name is Alexander, and instead of starting from who I am, I'm going to start from what we do. We develop TMPSFW. It's a high-performance hybrid of HTTP accelerator and firewall directly embedded into the Linux TCP/IP stack. So essentially, we continue the TCP/IP stack with protocols TLS and HTTP. Everything works inside the Linux kernel. The main focuses for the product are high performance and security. We emphasize web security and complete DDoS protection, including volumetric DDoS protection and L7 DDoS protection. For volumetric DDoS protection, we provide also XGP model, Tempesta XFW, which is firewall against volumetric DDoS. Thanks to internal implementation, there is no copies, context switches, a lot of overheads are eliminated. So typically, TempestFW outperforms traditional HTTP service in terms of high throughput and low latency. In terms of security, Tempest implements very deep HTTP parser, which uses about magnitude larger number of states than usual HTTP parsers. And this way, we can catch a lot of injection attacks right on HTTP parsing stage. So we don't need additional security filtration stage. There are a lot of rate limits from the basic request rate limit to more advanced HTTP to control frame frames rate limits. JavaScript and cookie changes are out of the box. And this also light key value database, TempestDB, which stands, which keeps web cache and filtration rules. Thanks to TCP/IP stack integration, TempestFW is coupled with NetFilter, so you can write multi-level filtration rules like block all the traffic from particular IP address and having particular value of referral header. Today I'll be mostly focusing on bots and how TempestFW handles the bots. There are different types of bots. The first one is DDoS. That could be flat or slow HTTP. With floods, it's very easy to detect and block because they're characterized with high volumes of packets or requests. Slow HTTP is more difficult to catch because there are no so high connection rates or request rates, but they target memory exhausting or CPU or socket. But it's still possible to catch them. The security scanners, password crackers, they're also easy to detect because they usually imply high rates of HTTP error responses. And when we talk about bots, we usually mean specific types of the bots. That content scrappers one of the most popular bots, and they're so widespread because of AI. AI needs a lot of data to learn, and usually the data is scrapped using the bots. The e-commerce abusing like inventory scalping, the booking bots, for example, if some public service provides some appointment, the bot can get all the appointment and sell them for something. So, and there are a lot of types of the bots. Why it's hard to protect against the bots? DDoS is simple, security scanners are simple, but for example, for scrappers, there are cloud vendors which provide proxies for helping bots to bypass protection. They can provide thousands of IP addresses. For example, AWN experiences such scrapping, which caused to be DDoS attacks against them. They can solve CAPTCHA, JavaScript challenges, they can pretend the browser means that if you just send simple HTTP request to HTML to the, through the proxies, they also generate requests for CSS, JavaScript, and other included resources. They provide impersonalization, consistency, I'll talk about it later, and advanced plans provide behavior mimicking human behavior. This screenshot from the web search, and basically you can Google any large vendor, CorelFair, Akamai, whatever you can name, like top 10, and there are plenty of companies providing services to bypass the services. And the last one highlighted, Zengos provide very nice technical article, how do they actually bypass CrowdFair, Akamai, and the, all the top 10 service. However, that's not the end of story, and there are very active Reddit community on developing custom bot protection, so even if not enough to use cloud services, we can bypass detection with custom development. To fight with bots, we need to identify clients that could be IP addresses, the most traditional way, or that could be fingerprints. Fingerprints basically computed on the different HTTP network metrics and as a hash values. Usually we do not use user controller data like HTTP requests. Next, we classify the traffic. It could be packet rates, request rates, and so on. And also for some cases like DDoS, we need some trigger events to not to be in protection mode always. Traffic fingerprints, just like human fingerprints, are a huge number of metrics which we can fingerprint and generate a hash value. As an example is J3, the most popular fingerprint. It's over TLS parameters, and this MD5 over several TLS parameters. You might see it as a hexadecimal string in access log. J4 is further development of J3. It has three parts. The first part is just a compressed version of the data, and the second and third parts are SSH to 56. There's a problem with cryptographic hashes is that one of the main properties for cryptography hash is to well distribute the data. So if you have two points which are different only in one bit, you get the fingerprint values which are different in all the bits. However, if we use fingerprints for some machine classification, we need some similarity metrics. So if you have very similar values, we need a very similar fingerprints. And also inside the kernel, cryptography API is very expensive. You need to store and restore FPU state for this. Just mentioned P0F, it's also over all the network layers, but also tries to guess software versions. We developed our own fingerprints, which do not use cryptography, to be fast and to be machine learning friendly. This is a small example how it is computed, just like very similar to J3 or J4. Next, you see fingerprints in access logs, like example on the slide. And usually, HTTP servers store access logs in files and as format strings. And there are performance problems with this way of storage. Format string is slow, and writing to file is also slow. So it's usually hard to write the large amount of data on the files, and even more hard to analyze such amount of data. So to cope with the problem, people usually use relatively sophisticated pipelines to deliver the logs to some analytic databases. We end up with ClickHouse because of high ingestion performance and powerful analytics. To quickly send our access logs to ClickHouse, we developed TFW logger, which is per CPU defeat against bots in several cases. The first case is e-commerce website. The inventory scalping is characterized with high rates of requests to cart URL. In that case, we saw thousands of IP